Manuel Garcia's pride and explosive personality were legendary. His battles with the press and authorities more than once landed him in jail. While still legally married to another woman, he wedded a pregnant colleague, Joaquina Siches Briones, who later became the mother of Manuel, a baritone still known today for his seminal treatise on singing, and of Maria Malibran and Pauline Viardot. Maria Garcia, later to become Maria Malibran, began solfège study in Naples when she was 7. The Garcias moved to Paris in 1816 and lived alternately in Paris and London. Maria began studying voice with her father when she was 15. She made her debut 2 years later in London. Later that year, the Garcias went to New York for a season where Maria was the leading prima donna of the Garcia opera troupe. The year was 1825, and it was America's introduction to grand opera. The Garcias staged the first American production of Mozart's Don Giovanni with Maria as Zerlina. And Maria, svelte, big-eyed, long-haired beauty that she was, with nearly a 3-octave range and an enthralling, passionate vocalism, threw America into an unprecedented frenzy. She became the first diva in theater history, the first goddess of romanticism. Chopin wrote to a friend that La Malibran was the queen of Europe. What a marvel! And here's another quote from Giacomo Rossini. Ah, that wonderful creature! With her disconcerting musical genius, she surpassed all who sought to emulate her, and with her superior mind, her breadth of knowledge, and unimaginable fierceness of temperament, she outshone all other women I have known. Her wide command of languages enabled her to sing in Spanish, her native tongue, in Italian, in French, and in German, and after a week's study, she performed Fidelio in English in London. She drew, painted, embroidered, and sometimes created her own costumes. Above all, she wrote. Her letters are masterpieces of fluent wit, verve, and good humor, overflowing with an unparalleled originality of expression. She also did a little composing of nocturnes and songs. Let's hear Cecilia Bartoli sing one of them now, Rataplan. Benjamin Forrester is the drummer. It's about a drummer who led the French troops and, when his time finally comes to leave this earth behind, wants to be buried alongside his drums.
Je vais toujours t'amour, bâton, t'amour, bâton, t'amour, bâton, t'amour, bâton.